Our scripture reading for this morning is from the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. And this is subtitled, The Ingathering of the Dispersed. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away. Your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Medina and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord.
It's a little funny that a season all about joy and celebration can be so exhausting. Maybe that's why there's such an interesting dichotomy between the holiday season and the New Year season. The winter holidays are all external: family celebrations, presents, feasting. We've just spent the last month giving to others, spending money on presents, baking goodies in the oven, making feasts for friends and family, spending time with loved ones. The New Year, on the other hand, is more an internal event. The turning of another year is a time for reflection and introspection. We take stock of where we are, what happened in the last year of our lives, and what our plans are for the upcoming year. Sometimes this can be hard, flipping from one perspective to another. We spend months preparing for the holidays, and our heads are still reeling from everything. We spend all this time giving out, and it can seem selfish to now all at once be focusing on ourselves. The last month is a blur, and all of a sudden the new year kind of snuck up on us. Yet here we are at the threshold, and it is time to think about what we will do with this gift of time. Alan Goodman said, "Ultimately, time is all you have, and the idea isn't to save it, but to savor it." What can we do to savor this next year of our lives? How can we help others to savor their lives? I grew up on a farm, so I often see the world in terms of seasons. Planting season, growing season, also known as weeding season, harvest season, and planning season. These cycles translate just as well to projects and relationships in our lives. Winter is a time to evaluate what went well last year, why things turned out the way they did, and what to do next year. The new year can be new ground for the seeds of our dreams. So now is the time to think about what dreams we want to plant in the new year. Who do you want to be? What events, relationships, ideas do you want in your life? What kind of a church do we want this to be? What kind of a community do we want to live in? Go ahead, dream big. One of the keys to life is that we get to create it. We've created everything in our lives up to this point, and we get to create the next year. I have a friend who has a refrigerator magnet that says, "Life isn't about finding yourself, it's about creating yourself." It's a very liberating thought that we have so much control. So often we lament the situations in our life that we think control us: illness, debt, weight gain, busy schedules, divorce, weather, grief, people who boss us around or bring us down. But when we realize it's not the situation that controls us, our entire experience can change. We are in charge of who we are, where we are, how we think. I'll say that last part again because it's so important. We may not choose everything that happens to us, but we do choose every thought we think. I can choose to feel sorry for myself for the extra pounds that somehow snuck their way into my Christmas cookies. Or I can choose to be excited for the fresh air and calm an extra walk around the block will give me. If this sounds too simplified, think of the inspiring examples right here in our own community of people battling terrible disease and yet savoring every moment of life. I choose to be motivated and encouraged by their model to choose a positive attitude. Armed with this knowledge that we get to create our next year, we're now perusing the seed catalog of life, deciding which dreams we want to plant this year. But choosing the seed, the dream, the New Year's resolution, that's just the beginning. In order to have a bountiful harvest, we need to prepare the ground, plant the seed, water it, and keep the field free of weeds and pests throughout the growing season. We need a plan for how we will achieve our goals. This can be as simple as actually buying the dental floss needed for the dream of having good dental health and the New Year's resolution of flossing more. Then we need to water the seed. Perhaps flossing every night during Jeopardy would be a good, unattainable goal. Without a plan, the resolution of flossing more will always just be good intentions. But with a little forethought for how it will fit into our daily routine, we can harvest the dental health of our dreams. Is it always so easy? Choosing love over bitterness, kindness over irritation, calm over stress? These are all a series of small decisions we make every day. No, it's not always easy, but it is always our decision. So let's work through this process together. I'd like everyone to think of something in your own life, perhaps a New Year's resolution that you've already thought about, or something about who you'd like to be this next year. I'll give you a few seconds to think about it. I've already had a few minutes to think, so you can have a few minutes now, or a couple seconds. I have a dream. I would like to wear this sweater. This may seem a quick analogy of how I will create my life, but it is also symbolic of taking care of myself and finding the right balance in my life. So I've chosen the seed, or perhaps the yarn. Now, to plant it, I need to come up with a plan for working on it. How will you fit your dream into your daily life? For my sweater, I will set aside at least one evening a week to work on it, probably Sunday nights, since that is generally when there are the fewest demands on my time. We also need to be able to recognize the weeds and the pests. What will be your barriers or challenges that you may have to address? In the case of the sweater, the weeds will be the other projects that spring up with deadlines. I was thinking of knitting a hat for my dad's birthday in January, but maybe I could help my brother buy him that table saw he wants instead. How will you maintain motivation? If there are other projects that crop up, I may have to barter time from one part of a week to another, but I will need to keep focused on my ultimate goal. So to help deal with that, I'm going to post this picture of the finished project in my kitchen, where I will see it every day. In this way, one small choice after another, we can take the steps together onto new ground, where we can plant our dreams well, faithfully, and in joy. Happy New Year.